Vladimir Putin and Xi Jinping standing shoulder to shoulder, sharing what they describe as an unshakable bond. The leaders of Russia and China met ahead of the opening of the Winter Olympics in Beijing. It's the first time President Xi has met a foreign counterpart in person since the beginning of the pandemic.
Our spirit of friendship and the strategic partnership have reached an unprecedented level.
At the Sochi Winter Olympics 8 years ago, we promised to meet again. We have kept that promise.
The leaders signed a joint statement presenting a united front on a range of foreign policy issues. They called for NATO to end its expansion and for the military alliance to abandon its so-called Cold War approach. They also denounced the AUKUS security alliance between the United States, Britain and Australia, and the formation of further blocs in the Asia-Pacific. The statement comes as both Russia and China experience souring ties with the U.S. and its Western and European allies. But those allies are also at odds.
They see that the West is not speaking with one voice and has some division. So this benefits both Russia and China.
The visit comes as tensions escalate over the presence of more than 100,000 Russian soldiers on its border with Ukraine. Washington is threatening to impose tough sanctions on Moscow should its forces invade. Beijing says Russia's security concerns are legitimate.
The intention here is to send a very clear message to the West that Russia has options, that Russia-China relationship is a possible alternative for Moscow, that it is not going to be backed into a corner.
The leaders are expected to sign 15 agreements on issues ranging from trade to technology during Putin's visit. Russia will increase gas supplies to China and has announced a 30-year contract for a new pipeline between the two nations. China already receives gas through what's named the Power of Siberia pipeline that began pumping supplies in 2019.
Economic support from China could undermine any Western effort to punish any possible Russian incursion into Ukraine. But analysts say an even bigger concern is a possible deepening of military cooperation between Moscow and Beijing.
Xi Jinping has often spoken of his deep friendship with Vladimir Putin, who was the first major leader to confirm his attendance at the Beijing Winter Olympics. The US, UK, Canada and Australia have not sent officials to the event in protest against China's human rights record. Katrina Yu, Al Jazeera, Beijing.